At the turn of the 20th century, Gorica was a multi-ethnic center with a lively cultural life, which was dramatically interrupted by World War I. During the war, and after 1918, there were very few cultural workers left in the Goriška region. Many of them went to Ljubljana or were scattered across Europe. Those who did stay began to revive the cultural life, but that was becoming more difficult year by year after the Primorska region was annexed to the Kingdom of Italy and fascism began to spread. In the 1920s, Veno Pilon, Ivan Chargo and Lojze Spacapan were briefly active in the Goriška region, introducing the freshness of modern art into their home environment. At that time, the second and final wave of futurism spread through the town with the Italian painters Sofronio Pocarini and Tullio Crali. A few years later, Crali became a mentor of the Slovenian painter Rudolf Saxida. Sofronio Pocarini was an eager representative of the avant-garde artistic trends and a versatile cultural worker. Among other things, he organized a very important group exhibition of Slovenian and Italian artists in 1924, together with the art historian Antonio Morassi. This exhibition united the artists of both nationalities for the last time before World War II. Pilon, Chargo and Spacapan left Gorica even before the war broke out, because they were no longer able to work freely. At that time, two artists from the Dolenska region moved to Primorska, sculptor Francesc Gorșe and Tone Kral, who introduced a new style of religious art by painting many church interiors. World War II and the new border between Italy and Yugoslavia which followed divided the territory of the Goriška region. This new political and social situation gave rise to differentiation among Slovenians who are now living in two different countries. Gorica lost its status of a cultural center, and the inhabitants of the territory that fell to Yugoslavia lost their urban center. They replaced it by building Nova Gorica right next to the border, following the initial plans by architect Edvard Ravnikar. Until the mid-1950s, the border between Gorica and Nova Gorica was almost impenetrable, which aggravated the establishing of contacts. Later on, it became more easily passable. Artists felt the need to socialize and exchange experiences. In Gorica, they established the Association of Artists APAI, Associazione Provinciale Artisti Isontini, which connected the artists in the border zone for the first time. The Two Times Go group also played an important role between 1969 and 1972. The Slovenian and Italian members from Nova Gorica and Gorica organized meetings, exhibitions and colonies, but never committed to a unified artistic style. In Yugoslavia, the liberalization of art began in the 50s. It departed from socialist realism and adopted modernist trends, particularly informalism, geometric abstraction and abstract expressionism. The establishment of the Ljubljana Biennial of Graphic Arts also had an impact on the artists in Gorica, who focused on exploring the possibilities of expression offered by graphic techniques. Among them were Vladimir Makuc, Pavel Medveščik, Danilo Jejčič, Nedeljko Pečanac, Lucian Bratuš, and others. Many artists from the Primorska region lived and worked in Ljubljana and were at the very top of the Slovenian art scene. They were the academic professors Boris and Zdenko Kalin, Riko Debenjak, Gojmir Anton Kos, and others. Zoran Mušić, on the other hand, was living and creating between Venice and Paris. The local environment was notably marked by the abstract painter Sylvester Kumil, sculptor Nego van Nemitz, members of the Two Times Go group, including Nedeljko Pečanac, Pavel Medveščik, Miloš Volarić, and others. From the mid-1960s, to the early 1980s, the OHO art group was active in the Goriška region in its various stages. Its core members were Marko Pogačnik, Milenko Matanović, David Nes, Andraš Šalamun and Naško Križnar. The gallery of artists from Primorska presents the artists who originated from this area or who were active here. They are represented by works of painting and sculpture, while the two side towers display their drawings and graphics. In the central hall, select works are accompanied by shorter presentations.